Thanks.
Thank you.
Take care. All right. Bye-bye. And here's Bruce. Bruce, thanks for hanging on.
Oh, you're welcome. How are you today, Larry?
I'm doing very well, wide awake, happy to be here, and happy to think about this musical, too. I mean, all the musicals that Cole Porter came up with. It's kind of amazing, isn't it?
Well, it really is. And, you know, as soon as you said Peru, I immediately thought of Cole Porter. I don't know why, because I know he's from Peru, Indiana.
Yes. Well, that's exactly why. Yes.
I don't know. And then the rest of it just reinforced that I thought he was from Peru, that it was Cole Porter. And, you know, talking about all the great songs that he wrote, I mean, he got started very, very early. He went to Yale. He wrote the fight song that they still use at Yale, Bulldog.
Yeah, he wrote some 300 songs while he was at
Yale. Like I said, he started really early, he wrote Bulldog. He was in the Whiffin' Poofs in the Glee Club at Yale, and from that it was just to the top.
Yeah, his his family wanted him to become a lawyer, and they were expecting him to study law, but he really found himself becoming more and more talented behind the piano, and he was convinced by his professors to go study music. Kid, we think you ought to study music, and that's what he ended up doing. And a short life, he only lived relatively short. Trying to do the math here,
He was an accident, horseback riding accident.
Terrible accident, yeah.
That really affected his later part of his life. Like you said, it was not a real long life. I think, you know, after that, he was really, really, you know, compromised.
Yeah, another big musical for him, Kiss Me, Kate, which, gosh, I just brought up the album cover, and it brings back a lot of memories just seeing what the album cover looks like.
Anything Goes.
Yeah, Anything Goes. Too Darn Hot is from Kiss Me, Kate. I was trying to remember. And Ethel Merman being brought to life by him as well. Just an incredible writer and, you know, sort of a person about town, so to speak.
Well, he was definitely a person about, not only a person about town, but a person about a lot of towns.
Indeed.
If you read his biography, he hosted wonderful parties.
That's what I read. Well, thanks,
Bruce. More thing. Did you ever see the movie Midnight in Paris?
No, I have not.
Okay, this movie is set, oh man, I can't remember who the star of this movie is, but he's in Paris with his wife. His wife and their family are very materialistic, and he goes out and he is walking the streets. He gets in this antique cab, and they take him to this party. And then he goes to this party, and he actually goes back in time. And when he goes to this party, like Ernest Hemingway is there, Scott and Zelda Fitzgerald, and Cole Porter is playing the piano. It's a really good movie, Midnight in Paris. If you ever get a chance to watch it, it's really excellent.
I will look for that. I just noticed Ricky writing it down. Thank you. Midnight in Paris. Thanks, Bruce.
Yeah, it's good.
We'll look for that. John also came up with the correct answer in Economy Borough. Good morning to Craig in Macon, Georgia. Tom in McCandless also got it. So did Night and Day, Russ in Kang, with punctuation North Carolina.
Like the beat, comma beat, comma beat of the Tom hyphen Tom.
When the jungle shadows fall.
Like the tick hyphen tick hyphen talk of the stately clock.
As it stands against the wall.
Like the drip, comma drip, comma drip of the raindrops.
When the summer shower is through, so a voice within me keeps.
quotation mark.
You.
Comma.
You.
Comma.
You.
Exclamation point, close quotation, period, dash, night and day, comma. You are the one, dash. Only you, comma, beneath the moon, comma, and under the sun, semicolon. Whether near to me or far, dot, 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 it's no matter, comma, darling, comma, where you are, dash, I think, comma. Night and day, period. New paragraph. Night and day, exclamation point. Under the height of me, dash. There's an oh such a hungry yearning, comma, burning, parenthesis, inside of me, close parenthesis, period. Well, inside of me is a parenthetical phrase that describes where the yearning is burning. And its torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love to you. Asterisk!
Asterisk, 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 asterisk!
Because there's a footnote at the bottom that tells who's making love to who. Spend my life making love to you. Day and night? Night and day, question mark!
That is Alan Sherman and the Saturday Light Brigade Charge. Also to Susan, or it might be the other Susan, Mike, and also to Rich in Freeport, coming up with the correct answer. Kathy in Tionesta, and I believe we have now mentioned Linda in Collier. I think I mentioned you as well. All coming up with the correct answer, Cole Porter, to our Historiddle, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger and you. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, WSAJ, FM Grove City, WCUC, FM Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio, .org, and SLBRadio.org.
Every time I see you standing there
There you've got Dolly Parton, and I get a kick out of you today on the Saturday Light Brigade. I think I hear something sort of scratching at the. Is this what I? Oh, it's the ghost of Ethel Merman.
My story is much too sad to be told, but practically everything leaves me totally cold. The only exception I know is the case when I'm out on a quiet spree, fighting vainly the old ennui, and I suddenly turn and see your fabulous face. There's
a part you hardly ever hear.
I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you?
Okay, we have one of your ears clean. Now turn your head.
Some like that perfume from Spain.
We'll get the other one nice and shiny.
I'm sure that if I took even one sniff, that would bore me terrifically too. Yet I get a kick out of you.
All better now? Ethel Merman, I had a chemistry teacher who on his exams would make up chemicals, and I'll never forget one that he created, which he called Ethel Merminate.
Macaroni Kid joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Macaroni Kid Birthday Party Palooza features opportunities for parents to meet local businesses offering party services, including venues, entertainment, food, and more. The Macaroni Kid Birthday Party Palooza takes place on Sunday, July 28th from 1 to 5 p.m. at the Crown Plaza, Pittsburgh South in Bethel Park. More information on Macaroni Kid Birthday Party Palooza and Macaroni Kid newsletters is available at cityofpittsburgh.macaronikid.com.
SLB Radio will be working with Hill District youth ages 11 to 18 all summer long to capture stories of women who live, work, or were raised in the Hill District. Youth can earn a stipend of up to $200 for participating. No experience is necessary and spots are limited. Youth can apply at oralhistory.slbradio.org. You can also apply to be a woman whose story will be captured or recommend somebody that we speak to. oralhistory.slbradio.org is how you can find complete information. It's been a busy beginning today. Thank you for joining us. Mike and Mars made a comment about the movie Midnight in Paris and how much he enjoyed it. And Ricky, I think you made a note that we ought to take a look for Midnight in Paris based on the recommendation Bruce had towards the end of our last hour. Now it's time to open up our crossword puzzle of the air. One of the few newspapers still left on the radio, our crossword puzzle of the air. Let me see. There are 9 letters in this week's answer. 9 letters. And the clue is without purpose. Without purpose. The second letter is R, as in rooster. And the 6th letter is L, as in leopard. Can you fill in the rest of the puzzle? 412 200 5975. 412-200-5975. Good luck. Again, we're looking for a 9-letter word answering the clue without purpose. The answer has 9 letters. The second letter is R, as in rooster. And the 6th letter is L, as in leopard. And the opportunity to share your answer is Y, as in yours. You can phone us or text us at 412-200-5975. It's fun. Rick or I will answer your call or text. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or use Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. Good luck. Here's Eliza Meyer now with a song I think you'll recognize. It's from her album called Hello, Stranger, released in 2019.
Them highway robbers are
on an egg where berries grow. A beautiful song, isn't it? And you also heard Darlin' Corey. It's done by Eliza Meyer. We do not have a correct answer to our crossword puzzle of the air yet. This is a challenging one. We have a couple that fit, including Orderless from Kathy and Jack. We also had Driftless as a guess from Tom. And a number of text messages and emails that simply say, huh? So we'll give you another hint here. We're looking for a 9-letter word. Nine letters all together. And the clue is without purpose. Without purpose. The second letter is R as in rooster. The third letter is I as in iguana. And the sixth letter is L as in leopard. Without purpose, nine letters. So the second and third letters R and I, and the sixth letter, L. Any ideas? I'll give you a hint. If you take the third letter, and then add the letter immediately following it, you would have a Roman numeral with those two letters together. So blank, blank, I, and then a letter that actually is a Roman numeral, and then L is the sixth letter, nine letters altogether. Does that help, or does that just make it even more confusing? Well, we'll give you another moment. 412-200-5975. I have faith that you'll be able to come up with it. Although, admittedly, my clue was maybe a little too convoluted for this hour of the morning. Too vexing. Too variable. Very, very off the wall. Jesse, our minds are working alike. Jesse came up with the correct answer. We were looking for the word frivolous. Frivolous. F-R-I-V-O-L-O-U-S. Frivolous, meaning unnecessary, or the clue is we gave it without purpose. The second letter, R, we gave you the third letter as I and told you that with the fourth letter, you'd have a Roman numeral, actually a different Roman numeral, IV, as in the number four. L as the sixth letter. Frivolous. Congratulations, direct answer. And a few other correct answers, too. John and Addie in East Deer also came up with frivolous. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up with our high clue puzzle in about 15 minutes. By the way, if you got the correct answer and didn't share it with us, a Saturday Light Brigade charge to you just the same. Frivolous, that's the word we were looking for. And now David Roth ponders a question about Joni Mitchell and her relationship with her landscaping.
Well, I am a musician of incredible success. I don't have a day job that successful, I would guess. I ply my trade most night times when most other folks are free. I tour and I travel for a fee. When I pull into my driveway after many miles and treks, I hug and kiss my lovely wife, and then we have some dinner, and then it's time to make up for the time that I was gone. I've got a honey-do list that is very, very long. Laundry has been piling up while I've been gallivanting. Those lilies by the Buddha are in need of some transplanting. My wife has been here working while I've been out there wandering. Still some questions linger on that I have been a-pondering. Does Randy Newman wash a dish? Does Dylan take out trash? Was Fluffy's little litter box kept clean by Johnny Cash? Did Lennon lift a finger round the house from dusk till dawn? Does Joni Mitchell ever mow the lawn? Now I would not compare myself to those iconic folks. Still I write my share of serious songs and tasteful jokes. Yet as I take the rotting food out to the compost heap, these thoughts into my subconscious do creep. Does Cat Stevens ever wash his car to Chapin trim a tree? Do Crosby, Stills, and Nash divide the household chores by three? Does Clapton ever clean up clutter? Did Joplin clean a John? Does Joni Mitchell ever mow the lawn? Those kits for making furniture, did Springsteen ever build one? Or water buckets for the plants, did Elvis ever fill one? Not to mention schlepping, shopping, sorting out the bills. Does Gordon Lightfoot go and get his own prescription pills? I doubt it. So now you know my story. I do all that stuff and more. But I'll gladly pull my weight at home and sweetly sweep the floor. Yet every now and then as I unpack, I often find curious thought meandering through an overactive mind. Does Paul McCartney walk the dog? Paul Simon drive to town? Were Pooch's little poopies ever scooped by Jackson Brown? Does JT lift the boxes in the basement with his brawn? Does Joni Mitchell ever mow the lawn? Does John Prine ever wash and peel a prawn? Does Carol King cut out a food coupon? Does Joni Mitchell ever mow the lawn?
From the prolific pen of David Roth, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Died from asbestos. My father's name was Estes. Now I don't know if that messed us up for what it did. My brother was working at the boiler. Was glad he wasn't working as an oiler. Then my sister went and lit a match and up is where they went. They went up, 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 like a guy on a rocket. Up, 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 keep your luck, don't lock it. Up, 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 put your finger in a socket. Don't you know that's up, Jack? That just leave me with my cousins. You know I got them by the dozens. But they brought home a bomb and they didn't act calm. Nope, is where they went. Now everything's satisfactory. Got a swing shift at a big factory. I keep cutting, I just keep strutting. Cause up is where I'm going. Going up, up, up. Push the elevator button. Up, up, up. Like Superman's cousin. Up, up, up. Propelling, hell I'm buzzing. Don't you know that's up, Chuck? But the fickle finger fate placed a well-placed goose. Nope, that's where she went. Visiting a funeral parlor. My Uncle Harry, he let out a holler. One stiff went and winked at him. Nope, that's where he went. He went up, up, make the North Pole my landing. Up, up, got frivolous abandon. Up, up, from sitting to standing. Don't you know that's up? Like a definite ascension, like a rubber band attention, like a whole bunch of up to numerous dimension. Don't you know it's going up and up and up and up and up?
Dan Hicks and the Acoustic Warriors with Up, Up, Up. Thank you.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
In case you missed any of last week's on-air segments featuring the final standings of the 2024 Friends of the Riverfront Litter League competition, 8th grade pianist and Pittsburgh Concert Society honoree Janine Zhao, U.S. Presidential Scholar Aneri Sethji, or Western Swing Band Motators and the Gravy Train. You'll find them all available and easy to listen to at slbradio.org/catalog. Each and every day, our catalog's getting easier to navigate. It's being made completely accessible, with transcripts being added. I shouldn't say completely, but more and more accessible each and every day, so you can find material more easily and enjoy it more easily. It's all at slbradio.org/catalog. And speaking of easy, it is still easy to enroll in one of our youth media summer camps. These camps are for middle and high school students. You can explore podcasting, audio journalism, and songwriting with professional mentors and equipment. If you know of a teen who might be looking for a summer camp experience, it's not too late. There, a lot of folks think that these camps have to be reserved months in advance. We still have a few slots for the week of July 8th, July 22nd, and August 5th. And what's more, we have scholarship money available to make it easy to attend. Visit slbradio.org/summercamps2024 for more information. slbradio.org/summercamps2024. We hope to see you this summer. It is now time to offer to you this morning's haiku. Are you ready? 18 syllables leading to one answer. This band's backstory is told in a hit that starts with John and Mitchie. This band's backstory is told in a hit that starts with John and Mitchie. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Good luck with our high clue puzzle this morning.
I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on freedom. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on freedom. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on freedom. Hallelujah, oh hallelujah, hallelujah. You can't hate your neighbor in your mind stayed on freedom. You can't hate your neighbor in your natural mind when you stayed on freedom. You can't hate your neighbor in your mind stayed on freedom. Hallelujah, hallelujah, singing hallelujah, hallelujah. You know you love everybody in your mind stayed on freedom. You love everybody in your mind when you stayed on freedom. You love everybody in your mind stayed on freedom. Hallelujah, oh hallelujah, singing hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
captain of my mind. Slade on freedom, guarded the captain of my mind. Sat on Slade on freedom, guarded the captain of my mind. Slade on freedom, hallelujah, hallelujah. Singing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on. Up this morning with my mind stayed on freedom. Woke up this morning with my natural mind. I was stayed on freedom. Woke up this morning with my mind. Hallelujah, oh hallelujah, singing hallelujah, hallelujah.
That's Eric Bibb and Stayed on Freedom here at the Saturday Light Brigade. You are keeping us busy with lots of text messages coming in that we're keeping on top of. This band's backstory is told in a hit that starts with John and Mitchie. They were getting kind of itchy. We'll give you another moment or two. 412-200-5975. Jim and Blackridge, John and Addie of East Deer, Bob of Freedom, Christopher in Monroeville, Kathy and Ty and Esta all coming up with the correct answer. Also Bruce in Ingram and Tom in McCandless, and Larry in Elwood City, rubbing the sleep out of his eyes this morning. 412-200-5975 if you would like to take a guess at this morning's high clue. It's interesting. In retrospect, learned that this was the last major hit for this group. They began to fade. They came together in 1965. And the group had six top five hits. And this was the last of their top five hits. Can you name the others? One was Monday, Monday. There was I Saw Her Again. California Dreamin'. I Call Your Name, and I think Look Through My Window also charted. And the one that we were looking for that begins with those words and describes the origin story is a song called Creek Alley.
Thank you. troubled music behind. Saul and Denny working for a penny, trying to get a fish on the line.
In a coffee house Sebastian sat, and after every number they passed the hat.
McQueen and McGuire's just a getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass.
And on they go.
Saul is a Denny, you know there aren't many who can sing a song the way that you do. Let's go south.
Denny says, "Olly golly, don't you think that I wish I could play guitar like you?"
Saul, Denny, and Sebastian sat
at the night out.
And after every number, they passed the hat.
McQueen and McGuire still are getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at.
And McGuinn with the Birds had Mr. Tambourine Man and Turn, Turn, Turn. Barry McGuire had Eve of Destruction, both number one hits, hence they couldn't get any higher.
On the turnpike, thumb out the hitchhike, take it to New York right away.
When Denny met Cass, he gave a love bomb.
Paul, John, and Saul, and that was the month from
McGuinn and McGuire couldn't get no higher.
Congratulations also to Patrick of Stanton Heights and Ron of Edgewood. Nice to hear from you, Ron, as always.
Mugwumps, high jumps, low slumps, big bumps, don't you work as hard as you play. Make up, break up, everything is shake up, yes, it had to be that way.
Sebastian and Zon form a spoonful.
Shelton again, again,
and
just a catching fire in L.A., you know where that's at.
One of the great radio disc jockeys of all time, Johnny Williams, has posted a great breakdown of that song's lyrics and how they all come together. And I'll post that on our Facebook page if you'd like to take a look at it. It's kind of like distilling the meaning of American Pie, except in this case, it's the song Creek Alley, which you're listening to.
Rope busted, disgusted, agents can't be trusted, and then she wants to go to the sea.
Cass can't make it, she says we'll have to fake it, we knew she'd come eventually.
An American Express card
and slow rent,
but keeping out the heat smart.
The beast with vibrations and our imaginations can't go on indefinitely.
And California dreaming is becoming a reality.
A Saturday Light Brigade charge to you. Jesse just came up with the correct answer, and Point Breeze, the mamas and the papas who we were looking for.
Saturday morning and the rain is pouring. Dad worked late last night, he's in there snoring. Same old stuff on TV, boring. So what if I can't go out and play? I know what I'll do today. I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Now I like books and they like me, so when I go to the library, I sit down in my favorite chair and check to see who's there. Maybe one book, maybe two. Take me home, says Winnie the Pooh. And if we have to travel far, I'll bring my honey jar. Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Sleeping Beauty yawned and said, "How come would I get out of bed?" But Madeline says, "Let her nap," and jumps into my lap. cat in the hat says, hey, I'll go. Don't take him, cries Pinocchio. Don't take that cat to your address. He always makes a mess. Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Mrs. Parker's back behind the checkout desk today. The Cheshire Cat jumps on her head and says, let's play. But Mrs. P says, goodness, are you sure you want all these? Oh, yes, we shout together. She says, shh, quiet, please. I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. The seven dwarfs begin to shout, say, take us with you, check us out. Then Cinderella gets her gown and Babar grabs his crown. And then Curious George swings from the shelf. Along comes Mother Goose herself. Out the door we danced and sang, the whole library rang. Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. I'm going down to the line, shh, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.
Hey, what are you guys doing sitting around?
We're bored.
Nothing to do.
We're tired of watching TV.
Yeah, I feel like my brain's turning to marshmallows.
I've got an idea where we can go.
Where?
To do what?
I don't have any money.
That's okay, you don't need any. Listen.
Let me tell you something about a place I know. You can find one almost anywhere you go. Could be on a corner, could be down a hall. You know, I've even seen them in a mall. You can walk with your feet if it's not too far, or get your mom and dad to take you in the car. Everything is free there waiting in the stacks. They'll let you take it home, but you gotta bring it back.
At your library,
there's so much to see, so much to do. There's a whole big world just waiting for you.
At your library,
there's so much to do, so much to see.
At your library,
if you're gonna go, then you gotta take me. Hey!
Let's go!
I'm ready. I've got my jacket.
Let's get in the car.
Wait, who's gonna drive?
I'll drive.
You?
I'm grown up.
Yeah, right.
Go to the library, walk in the doors like walking in a jungle that you got to explore. So much to learn, so much to know. There's something calling to you everywhere you go. Magazines and DVDs, anywhere you look, there are thousands and thousands and thousands of books. That's not enough, then don't forget, you can always go surfing on the internet.
At your library,
there's so much to see, so much to do.
At your library,
there's a whole big world just waiting for you.
At your library,
so much to do, so much to see.
At your library,
if you're gonna go, then you gotta take me.
You guys, look at this book. There's a thing here on dinosaurs
and a bicycle.
Hey everybody, look what I found over here on this computer.
Cool.
Excuse me.
What?
Could you keep it down? I'm trying to read. This is a library.
What?
They got funny tales and fairy tales and very, very scary tales. Books about the weather and snow and rain and when it hails. Books about cats and mice and dogs and hawks and logs and bogs and frogs and even little polywogs. There's a billion things I know that I've missed some, but you can look them up with the Dewey Decimal System. Everything is yours, it's not that hard. All you gotta get is a library card.
At your library,
there's so much to see, so much to do.
At your library,
there's a whole big world just waiting for you.
At your library,
so much to do, so much to see.
At your library,
if you're gonna go, then you gotta take me.
At your library,
there's so much to see, so much to do.
At your library,
there's a whole big world just waiting for you.
There, you've got a couple of songs.
Gonna go, you gotta take me.
In honor of the place where they keep the books and the great people that love information and books and more, the the library. Tom Chapin and the library song, and that was Bill Harley at your library. Hello to Mrs. Edwards. Nice to have you tuned in. And also good morning to Russ in King, North Carolina. Russ, I agree with your email 100% about all of the subtleties and intricate lyrics of the song Creek Alley. And speaking of libraries, Carnegie Library's summer reading program is back bigger and better than ever. There are a bunch of kickoff events that are taking place during the month of June, encouraging you to visit your library, to get a library card. And that's especially important, to get a card, even if you don't have one. And we'll talk in a minute about that. Marta Honoris is here with us. And Marta, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. I'm so happy to have you with us today. It's our first Pittsburgh summer reading program together that we get to spend, I think, because you're relatively new to the Carnegie system, right?
I've been around for a while, but this is one of my first years running the summer reading program, so it's really exciting.
Yeah, I knew it was new for you in this mm-hmm. program. How long have you been at the library?
Oh, so I've actually been around. I'm an old-timer now. I've been around since 2014. I used to run the Woods Run branch on the north side.
I remember now because that's a branch that we've gone to a number of times. And I mm-hmm. love... I love the way the summer reading program is designed this year, because you're going to be having programs all over the community, and I'll let you take it away to describe the approach you're taking this year.
Yeah, we're really excited to celebrate all the fun things that are happening over the summer, including the Olympics. We're doing sort of like a team approach to summer reading, and all of our locations have really fun team names, like Beast Liberty. And so when people sign up, they're choosing their favorite neighborhood branch, and they're choosing that team. And so there's a little bit of a friendly competition now to hopefully help your summer reading branch win summer reading. Not only are you reading for yourself, but you're also reading for your team this year.
And it's all part of the Readapalooza Book Bowl, I believe.
Readapalooza Book Bowl, yes. So it's a mouthful, but it's really fun, yes. And so all locations are participating, and there's lots of prizes. There's a bingo challenge. Students in the Pittsburgh Public School System are also participating. So it's a citywide event.
It sounds great. And you can find a complete list at carnegielibrary.org. Before we brought you on the air, I was starting to mention how important it is to get a library card. I always like to stress this, because there are some families that share a single card. But it's really important that everybody have a library card. First, it builds the great habit of using and interacting with libraries for your entire life. But secondly, there are some funding programs that will take a look at how many library cards have been taken out by this system to try to help show usage. Is that still the case?
So statistics are important in terms of funding, and so the more libraries are used in different ways, whether it's library cards, program statistics, circulations, all those kinds of things, they are important in terms of how libraries get funded, and because every year we do reporting, but, you know, library cards provide access to so much things. You know, it goes beyond checking out books. You know, we have RadPass, and we have ebooks, and we have Hoopla. We have so many things. And so, tier.com for students. So, yeah, library card, very important.
Yeah, and it's a great chance every summer, you know, inventory your wallet. Make sure you have one. Make sure your kids have one. I'm looking at all of these events. Pittsburgh Zoo and Aquarium, there's an event on the 22nd. There's one featuring Orion, the amazing, spectacular circus at Knoxville. It's worth just going to the website to see all of these events that are coming up. And then towards the end of the summer, there will be the big celebration. Are there any other aspects of the summer reading program you'd like to mention?
Well, our big kickoff is at Hill District on June 18th, if you want to join us for that. The Pittsburgh Zoo will be there for that. And then, like you said, August 11th is our end of summer reading closing ceremony extravaganza. And there'll be a huge festival at our main library in Oakland. We'd love to see everyone there. But throughout the summer, all of our neighborhood branches will have tons of things happening. So go visit, you know, your local library. There's lots of fun things going on.
Excellent. And we'll look forward to the Hill District kickoff on June 18th. As you know, we're doing an oral history project in the Hill District summer, and we're excited about that. Is the best way to find out more information to go to Carnegie Library's website?
Yeah, carnegielibrary.org/summer reading.
Excellent. And I noticed the chat feature there now, too. One of the great things about Carnegie Library is you can call or chat. If there's information you're looking for, you'll always get a response in a relatively short period of time. The library is a lot more, it's more and more every day. We're really fortunate. And I'm glad we're able to celebrate together this summer. Thank you for joining us, Marta. So good to talk to you.
Thank you for having me.
Take care. That's Marta Honores from Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh, and the 2024 Readapalooza Book Bowl is going to be kicking off throughout the system this month with a special celebration at the Hill District branch on June 18th. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, Ohio, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and SLBRadio.org.
Slipping through the woods, Dooley kept behind him all and never lost his good. Now Dooley was a traitor when into town he'd come. Sugar by the bushel and molasses by the drum.
Dooley
slipping up the holler.
Dooley
trying to make a dollar.
Dooley.